Joining us is the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Now there's the smile. Jim, again, win or lose today, you know, if the game had gone the other way, your team gave everything that they had out there on the ice. You must be awfully proud of, obviously, the result of getting this 2-1 win.
No question, Kelly. Just trying to get my composure here. Just really, really proud of this team, proud of their effort. What we saw today was just what we've seen all year long. They just keep battling, believe in themselves. To get that goal, Hannah's goal, I told them, coaching genius on the bench. We had a group out, and then Tuggy got out there for a long time on the power play, so there was a mixed line. I was calling for Steph Anderson's line. Well, Tuggy's on Steph Anderson's line, so Tuggy's coming to the bench, and I look down, and there's Hannah. I say, Hannah, you go. I mean, just there she was, and guess who scores the tying goal?
The stars aligned.
Yep, the stars aligned. And again, just really, really proud of them. Just, Brittany was outstanding. How she stopped that one down here, I'll never know. And how about Caitlin Tugas? I mean, just I pictured her doing that all weekend long. I pictured Caitlin getting in a breakaway and making that same move. It was just really cool.
And she's so patient with the puck. I mean, she could have passed it. She could have done anything. I was kind of wishing I could be down there on the ice to see where her eyes were locked. If she was locked in on the goalie or watching which direction she was going to go. But she's so patient when she makes those moves.
Yeah, and she froze the goalie. I mean, you saw the black. She's a good goalie. And she totally froze her, had her going to the right. And it's the same move she beat her on here, and she uses the same one and scores. Usually goalies remember that, but she's so, like you say, she's so good and so crafty. It was just incredible.
Your defenseman today, Emma Terrace, Madison Hutchinson, Ivana Bilic, Alexis Joyce, Kaylee Chapman, Carly Essie, and from top to bottom, they all were a part of the success your team had here today. I mean, and just keeping the Bulldogs at bay, a lot of great poke checks, a lot of great one-on-one battles along the walls and the back walls, and you can't expect much more from your defensemen, could you?
No, you're exactly right. They played a whale of a game. You know, unfortunately, we've talked all week long. Every time we played Duluth, they run all sorts of different face-off plays, and that's a face-off play we've seen a number of times, and they ran it, and our wing just missed the coverage on it, and Laquette made a nice move, and they scored, and you know, obviously they get a goal like that in the third period. It's like, you know, the way these games have been going, that's a tough one, but we kept battling, we kept believing, had that power play opportunity. You know, we generated some chances, nothing happens, pull the goalie, like you say, the stars align, there's Hannah to bang it in, but again, great job by our defense, great job by everybody.
And Hannah Moore, you know, she was going down on her knees when she lifted that puck, and they showed the replay about three or four times up there in the Jumbotron, and I couldn't even believe she got the perfect spot there in the upper shelf to get that one past Caleb.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just – I saw the puck there. I saw her there, and then I saw her shoot. I saw the net bulge, and I was pumped.
Coach, I know you're probably keeping up last night with what happened with Ohio State and North Dakota, those overtime games. We go into this overtime, and I'm going, oh, no, it's going to be another one like last night. What were you thinking as you were headed into overtime?
Yeah, you know what? Just make a play. You know, we talked about making sure – we stayed above the puck. We wanted to make sure we didn't give up outnumber situations. We talked about the long change. You know, you saw us get caught a couple times. You know, our line was, they're so tired they could hardly move. But, you know, everybody just, you know, you got to learn to play when you're tired and play your position. And, you don't think about how long things are going to go. You're just hoping for a break, hoping for an opportunity, hoping for something to bounce your way. And sure enough, just a great play by Steph and Tuggy, and we get the win.
Another multi-point game for Steph Anderson, her sixth of the season. She's just so cool under pressure, and what a great leader on this hockey team.
Oh, no question. All of our captains, all of our seniors, just great leadership. I know I've said it a few times, but can't say enough about it. And they believe. They had a great attitude in going into the third. They had a great attitude going into the overtime. We just had a good feeling going to this overtime. And, great save by Britt, great play by Tuggy, and we're moving on.
Coach, your first year coaching BSU women's hockey, and you've taken the team to its first 20-win season ever. It's second WCHA final faceoff. I know you're humble, but you got to take a little credit for those great speeches you give the girls when they get off the bus.
You know what? We, the players play the game. They're out there. They're doing it all. They're They're the ones that are executing, making the saves, blocking the shots. I mean, it, you know, all the credit goes to them. And I, you know, I really feel good for Amber and Shane because they put a lot of work into this. And I've said this before, you know, Steve Sertich deserves a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. He recruited all these players. He did not leave the keys to a clunker, as I've said a number of times. You know, they all deserve a lot of it as well. But it, you know, ultimately, it's these players and just their belief in each other, the fact they play for each other. It's a credit to them, and they're the ones doing it. And I'm just really, really proud to be able to take them to Grand Forks for this Frozen Four.
It's certainly a great day to be a Beaver, that's for sure, Coach. I don't want to look too far ahead, but your game will be up against the Minnesota Gophers in that first game of the WCHA Final Faceoff. A team that you've taken 5 out of 6 points on the road from, a team that you lost 2 very close games at home. I know you don't want to probably look that far ahead, but obviously that bodes well for you, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. You're playing the number 2 team in the country, but you know what? From here on out, it's a one-game shot. It's a one-game shot, and you know what? What a great opportunity. What a great opportunity. We're gonna take tomorrow off, obviously. We're gonna get some good practice in this week and have some fun, and we'll go over there. We'll represent Bemidji State University and our community, and we'll give it our best.
Coach, I have one last question for you. Making a stop for ice cream?
Absolutely, Kelly, absolutely.
Congratulations again, Jim, on a WCHA Final Faceoff trip next weekend to Grand Forks. I had to ask that question. It's been tradition this season, and what a great season it's been. This season's not over. Bemidji State heading on to the WCHA Final Faceoff next weekend.